The sound of massed voices is the sound of pure emotion, and some of the greatest composers have saved their most inspired efforts for the sound of a chorale. Dan Forrest is a rarity, a young composer who specializes in choral works, among them his Requiem for the Living, which has been performed by chorales around the world. It's the centerpiece of the Windward Choral Society's 9th Annual Spring Concert, and its artistic director, Susan McCurry Dupree, is with us in our studio. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Do you agree with that about the sound of voices?
Well said. I was just sitting here nodding my head.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And this young composer, he's not even 40 yet, we put together this extraordinary work called Requiem for the Living.
Yeah.
Just composed and published in 2014. And just as you said, all over the world, in its first year, it was performed over 200 times throughout the world.
The whole notion of a Requiem for a Living, you know, contains a contradiction that immediately
Correct.
Raises a question, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how does he explain that?
Sure. So a Requiem, going back to the kind of the Catholic tradition, a Requiem of a Mass for those that have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes his own twist to it and says that really it's for those that are left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've lost a loved one, this Requiem for the Living, this work really touches us, I think, in a very profound way. He's done a great job of tapping into what it's like for us that remain behind.
Mm-hmm.
I liken it to kind of the grieving process. The work is a 40-minute work, and it's in five movements, and kind of liken it to the so-called five stages of grief that,
sure.
that people talk about. And he kind of walks us through that. We've got a little anger. We've got a little bargaining. We've got, in the end, beautiful acceptance. And he sets it beautifully.
You know, the whole point of a requiem, as the word itself implies, is rest.
Rest, yes.
Right?
Rest
for the dead,
right.
And rest in the form of peace of mind for the living.
Correct.
Yeah?
And the text, Requiem Aeterna Dona Eis Nobis, I said that actually wrong, but Requiem, rest eternal grant to them, O Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about rest not only for those that have passed on, but peace for us, for those that remain behind. Like at the very end of the whole work, the last words from the chorus is Dona Nobis Pacem, grant us peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a beautiful work for our time and set in a very deeply kind of surprising, you know, for a contemporary work in a very accessible way.
Mm-hmm. The fragments that I heard earlier this morning integrate the sound of the chorale with the sound of an orchestra. The chorale becomes an extension, you know, a whole other group of instruments.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes. And this work, we've got about 100 voices that are going to be singing in this concert that we have coming up, and a 20-person orchestra. Members of the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra will be joining us. And I think that's going to be a balance that works really beautifully in the space we're going to be performing at Kauaiho Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a special one.
Here's a fragment of the piece that just sort of shows that integration of the sound of voices and the sound of the orchestra. That's obviously a very dramatic moment.
Right.
What's being said?
Right,
here?
Right there. It's the second movement of the work, called Vanitas Vanitatum, and what the chorus is saying there: all is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is vanity, and a lot of real anger in that. And it's the movement before, which is the introit, the requiem. Ends very softly and kind of mysteriously, and then it boom goes right into that wonderful clip that you have there of the vanitas, all is vanity, and the driving rhythm of the strings and the timpani. You can really hear the timpani. He sets some really it calls for oboe, flute, horn, strings, organ and a wonderful timpani and percussion part and harp. You could hear that harp in there.
How does that message about vanity fit into the overall message of finding rest?
Right. And I think that goes along with kind of the five, the different stages of grief, if you will, that that it's not all pretty. And I mm-hmm. think that it's a very angry, he starts off in the chorus in a very, it's a mezzo piano, a softer dynamic. Mm-hmm. And it just builds and builds and builds from there until we wind up in this massive fortissimo where everyone is just blasting away. And I think it taps really into that kind of the anger stage of grief, or I can't believe this is happening. And I think he taps into that quite well. Then right after that movement, he goes into a beautiful setting of the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, and a beautiful setting of that.
Mm-hmm. So the music, in a way, builds the way anger builds.
Correct. Right. Exactly. And kind of quietly, and what he does with the orchestra, the texture thickens, mm-hmm. and what the chorus does. Very dramatic changes in tempo, in meter, in dynamics. And I think that the grieving process, we kind of sometimes find ourselves not sure where to go with our emotions. And we're very excited to present a work that kind of thing taps into that.
It really does sound like a contemporary take with a lot of
yes.
a lot of historical roots at
Correct.
The same time.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And again, from a very young composer. Born 1978.
Well, nobody's perfect, right?
He comes pretty easy. He's pretty darn good. And I think this work is gonna be around for a long,
yeah.
long time.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
I really appreciate the time.
Susan McCurry-Dupree is the Artistic Director of the Windward Choral Society, whose 9th annual spring concert is a performance of Requiem for a Living by Dan Forrest. It's at Kauai Hau Church, one time only, 4 p.m. Sunday, June 4th.
And it's free.